And welcome back to another episode of the Benchwarmers podcast, and with Sonny Carolla, and I am here with
Gabriel Maldonado, and we are at our houses, not in the studio right now.
This is our first episode from home. We're on FaceTime right now.
Yep, it's we're using Zoom. It's a little weird, but it's what we have to do to get a show out to you guys. So this is how it's going to be for probably the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be like this until the lockdown comes out, and we'll just be doing our shows from home.
Yep. Okay, Sonny. So we were talking about this, I think, I don't know, 5-6 episodes ago, but the 2020 Olympics, Summer Olympics, has officially been canceled for this year and moved until 2021. What do you think about that?
I mean, I guess it's going to give everybody an extra year to prepare. And I'm wondering, are they still going to do 2024 Olympics? Or are they going to do 2025 Olympics? Are they going to...
will it get pushed back another... That's a good question, man. Yeah. I think they're going to try and have next year be like the makeup year. So we might see more Olympics, more sports being done next year just to like catch up, and then they're going to try and stay on the same schedule, I think. But
okay,
that's going to be weird. I mean, all sports are going to have to do that. Like basketball is going to have to do that. I mean, baseball, like, are they going to cut their season short? Are they going to extend it? Like every single sport is going to have to figure out if they are going to cancel, you know, some games, or are they going to extend it or shorten it, or what they're going to do.
Yeah, because basketball said they might start back up in June, or they might just do one last charity game of eligible players, they said.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, I want them to finish this season because it sucks to all the older players who this is their last season, or they're, you know, all the veteran guys that just want to, like Rondo, this might be like his last chance to get a ring, another ring before he retires. I mean, I don't think they should cancel a season or anything. They should just finish what seasons already are, like, we're going, and then, you know, like don't ruin other seasons because of this season. Like, let's just finish the season and then, you know, go to the off season and start over again.
Yeah, I think that they should do that.
Yeah. So yeah, Summer Olympics postponed. We'll see what they do. Hopefully no other sports get canceled or postponed, because that would suck.
Yeah, that would really stink.
See, so moving along, we have probably the only news going on in sports, because there's no games going on. It's just the NFL free agency move. So last week we recapped, you know, Tom Brady's move, Stephon Diggs, and I forgot to mention, there was one that happened over the weekend that was probably the biggest one for me. We're kind of going a little out of order, but Todd Gurley.
Went to the Falcons.
Well, he got released first, and then he went to the Falcons.
Yeah, he got released and then went to the Falcons.
He got released, he went to the Falcons. How do you feel? You're Rams, like Homer. You love Rams. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you sad?
I mean, it sucks because his first couple of years with the Rams, he's been really good. I know that he had some injury last year. Not a lot of people, you know, knew about it. It was kind of... not a lot of people knew what it was. It was kind of weird. And they didn't, you know, he was good at times, but he was mainly just scoring touchdowns and not getting any big runs. Yeah, they should probably get another running back, because their other running backs aren't that good. And yeah.
I mean, I don't even know who their backup is. Like, who's their backup? Let me see.
They had someone last year. And I remember he's all right, but he wasn't that good.
Was it Malcolm Brown? Let's see here.
I think so. It was like something Henderson or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yeah, I think you're right. It was Henderson.
Right?
Yeah, I guess they're just going to work with the rookies that they have on the team now. And I guess they paid Todd Gurley too much and they couldn't afford to keep him on the team. So,
yeah,
that kind of sucks.
They also did that with Goff. They paid him way too much. He has a huge contract, I remember.
Yeah, so Rams are kind of they're gonna have to make some tough choices and cut a couple of players that are either too expensive or not helping them win. But we'll see. I mean, I like Todd Gurley, and I'm happy that he landed on a team. I mean, the Falcons might be better now with him.
Yeah, I hope they are. I mean, Devontae Freeman was
released.
Injured last year. Yeah, and then he got released, and their backup was – they didn't have Tevin Coleman, so they went with Ito Smith. It didn't seem to pan out. But now they, you know, they got a good offense. They got Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, who hopefully can, you know, come back. And this makes me a little bit more of a Falcons fan now.
Wow.
Wow. Not a big one, but I'll be rooting for them a little bit more.
Okay.
Just because I know, you know, a Ram is on their team.
I like that. Okay, so other free agency moves, as far as quarterbacks go, the Patriots signed Brian Hoyer for 1 year. Oof. Like on the lowest deal, like $2 million 1 year, like the lowest contract you can have.
Yeah, I mean, that's NFL-wise, that's chump change.
Yeah, but, it's nothing.
Yeah. And I think they don't want to sign him for a long time because they don't know how, you know, how good he's going to be. And
he might be better than what Tom Brady was. I mean, Tom Brady was – he couldn't really run. I think Brian Hoyer can run a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Kyle Allen was traded to the Redskins and is now with his old coach, Ron Rivera, who was with them last season. And apparently Ron Rivera really likes Kyle Allen and sees something in him.
He must.
Seeing a stat? Yeah, in high school, he threw for like 12 touchdowns or something like that.
Wow.
There's a stat like that.
So he's young, and Ron Rivera wants to, you know, he coached him for 1 year, and so now he's keeping the same quarterback, so he doesn't have to start completely over on his new team. So yeah, this is a good move.
Makes it easier.
So Cam Newton was officially released by the Panthers. Kind of sucks for him. I don't know if any team's going to take a chance on him, but I hope he ends up on a team. Like, there has to be a team out there that needs him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's see. When he was with the Panthers, he won Rookie of the Year, MVP, and took him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all that in mind, maybe the Patriots might take him. Who knows?
Maybe.
Probably not, but I don't know. It'd be interesting. Panthers officially signed Teddy Bridgewater for 3 years now. So he will be back, and I'm excited to see him.
He's going to be good with Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and of course they're going to be building around McCaffrey. And he's also got some good targets to throw to now.
Yep.
That's, I mean, none of them are Michael Thomas, but still pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of targets to be thrown to, some receivers. Robbie Anderson went from the Jets, and he signed with the Panthers. Okay, so he's with Teddy Bridgewater now.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think of Robbie Anderson? Like, what did you think about him when he was on the Jets?
I mean, he was with Sam Darnold, who, you know, sees some ghost.
Got mono.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he's all right. Robbie Anderson he's just one of those players that, you know, would have a good game where they get 160 yards and two touchdowns, or they get a game where they get one catch for 16 yards.
Yeah. That, I think, well, for fantasy-wise, like, that was the reason why I didn't like having him on my team, was because I didn't know what I was going to get. But
yeah,
as, like, non-fantasy player, I guess he's, like, he's kind of boom or bust. I guess you take the chance that he's going to, like, have a crazy game and help you out. But yeah. I don't know. We'll see how he does with Teddy and the Panthers offense. Another wide receiver who moved teams was Emmanuel Sanders. So he signed with the Saints for 2 years. Yeah. And the Saints, I think, well, they have Kamara. They have Michael Thomas. Drew Brees signed for 2 more years. And I'm trying to think, who is the backup running back for the Saints?
the backup running back. Oh, it was something Murray. He used to be on the Vikings.
Oh, that's right.
Saints.
Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray. Okay.
I think they still have him for one more year, so that team's pretty stacked.
Yeah, I think Emmanuel Sanders is probably one of the biggest moves of free agency so far, and definitely the biggest since last week. Yeah, I mean, now I don't know. It's a big decision. You know, you go to the Super Bowl. You're about to win. You could have won. And then you go to the Saints. I mean, I think the Saints can go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
They might get screwed over by PI for the third time in a row or something like that. But, you know, now I feel like they're already so stacked. And then they added the cornerback, Malcolm Jenkins. And now they have Emmanuel Sanders. So now he's got Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, along with Alvin Kamara.
A lot of weapons.
That's a lot of weapons. Oh, wait, didn't their coach get coronavirus? Sean Payton?
He did, yeah. So he was one of the first in the NFL to say that he did contract the virus. But he says he's already doing better, so... That's good.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know if you remember Philip Dorsett, formerly of the Patriots. He signs with the Seahawks for 1 year.
Yeah. So that the Seahawks got another. I mean, I wouldn't say he's as good as Tyler Lockett, but he's definitely a weapon, someone to look out for. So now they got Tyler Lockett, Philip Dorsett, and DK Metcalf, along with Chris Carson and Rashad Penny. That's going to be pretty good for Russell Wilson. So I guess another team that's turning out to be stacked.
Yeah, well, a lot of people might have forgot, but remember the Seahawks took a chance on Josh Gordon. So I think they – and then remember he got – what happened?
Is he still on the team?
No, he got cut. They cut him because he failed the drug test or something. So
again?
Yeah, again, he keeps doing that. So they had to cut him, I believe. But let me double check. I'm pretty sure they did.
Josh Gordon, he was good on the Browns a long time ago, and then he kind of screwed his career. I guess it's a Browns thing runs in the organization.
Yeah, they're not bringing him back. They're not bringing back Josh Gordon. So this is probably why they went with Philip Dorsett to kind of fill that role. Like, I think they were banking on it working out with Josh Gordon and having that other weapon for Russell Wilson. So it didn't work out, and they're going to go with Philip Dorsett. So
yeah,
it's crazy. So Philip Dorsett was on the Patriots. They didn't re-sign him. They let Tom Brady go. They let Philip Dorsett go. Gronk left before last season. And they're just letting all their pieces go. Like, this is like this is almost like rebuild mode for the Patriots.
Yeah, they're almost tanking, maybe. Although that doesn't seem like something Bill Belichick would do, because he seems like he's going to retire soon.
You think so?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be as good as last season so far.
No.
They don't have Brady. Philip Dorsett left. It's going to be tough. It's going to be Brian Hoyer and Julian Edelman.
That's it. That's their whole team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And Devin Funchess, who played with the Colts last year.
For one game.
Yeah, for one game. Signed with the Packers for 1 year.
Yeah, we'll see what he does. I think he's like 6'4", 240 pounds. He only played one game last year. He broke his collarbone on the season opener for the Colts. So
that's a tough one.
That ended like his entire season. So he's probably ready to get back out there on the field. I think the Packers just gave him a 1 year deal. It's like, okay, let's see what you can do. If you can like produce for us, we'll bring you back. But it's almost like a test run. Like if he doesn't do good, then, you know, it's only a 1 year deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And running back. So a couple of big news for running backs. Another, you know, big signing, Melvin Gordon, who was previously on the Chargers, now signed with their division rivals, the Broncos, for 2 years. Now, the Broncos already have Philip Lindsay, who's pretty good, but now they got Melvin Gordon, so maybe a dual threat at running back. But I think that makes Austin Eckler, fantasy-wise, I think that makes him go up.
Maybe oh, 100%.
By a lot, because when there was a couple of games at the beginning of the season where Melvin Gordon was injured or he was suspended or something, in those few games, Austin Eckler was like the top running back. So I think this makes him go low first round, high second round kind of player, because now they don't have another running back. And, you know, this, you know, they're going to get a new quarterback too, who might not be as comfortable as throwing it, so they might hand it off a little bit.
Yeah. I think in a standard league, he definitely is like the top of the second round. And then for PPR leagues, he's probably like in the first round because yeah. he can catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we talked about Todd Gurley signing with the Falcons. And then I put it on here, but I mean, he didn't really do much last year on the Titans, but Deion Lewis signs with the Giants. And the only reason anybody should care is because last season, if you remember, Saquon got hurt and then everybody rushed to get the backup, which was, I think, Wayne Gallman or something, somebody that nobody remembers. So if Saquon gets hurt, which could happen to like any of these star running backs, Deion Lewis is the handcuff. So that's all you got to know.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty good on the Patriots before he went to the Titans, and I thought he was going to retire, but I guess he's on the Giants now. And that wraps it up for running backs, and there's one relevant move for tight ends. Eric Ebron, who was previously on the Colts, now signed a 2-year deal with the Steelers. I think it's kind of interesting. I think it's going to help them improve. They had a couple other mediocre tight ends. They had Vance McDonald, I think, before, and he was all right, but I think Eric Ebron is an upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
Yeah, big upgrade, I should say.
So, now, I mean, this is going to help Juju, too, because he's like the main threat out there, and now defenses are going to have to cover Eric Ebron.
Yeah, they're going to have two people to worry about now. And Ben Roethlisberger is going to be back.
Yeah, I think he's going to be back for at least one more year. So this definitely helps him out a lot.
Yeah. I think he grew a James Harden beard. I saw him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, we'll tweet a picture of that on our Twitter. But I thought
not
it was
James Harden, but a beard. He got a beard.
Ben Roethlisberger's beard looks like he's like trying to compete with what's his name from the Dolphins? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's like trying to compete.
He looks like a Viking.
Yeah, he looks like a Viking that has not shaved for like 4 years.
Yeah. What did he do? Break his hand? Can he not shave?
I have no idea. I have a little beard. You can't see it, but I have a little beard going. This is like a week without coming into work and like not shaving. Right?
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, as soon as he got hurt, he's like, okay, that's it. I'm not shaving. Throw out all my razors. Like, throw out everything. I'm not shaving anymore. Like, he looks like a bum.
He does, even though he's like a millionaire.
All right, so moving along. So there's one notable kicker that we should talk about. And the only reason I'm bringing him up is because he was on the Patriots, and this is like another weapon that the Patriots are like kind of getting rid of. So Gostkowski, he's won 3 rings with the Patriots. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And he's pretty old. He's like 36.
Yeah.
Player in the NFL.
He's pretty old. He didn't play much last year because he had like a hip surgery. So.
Oh, that's right. And they had to have a backup.
Yeah, they had a backup, which they did okay with. So I think this was just a way for the Patriots to save money in their salary. But
yeah,
I mean,
I guess so.
Career wise, for the Patriots, Gostowski made 87% of his field goals. That's really good.
Yeah, I think he's top three kicker in the league right now. I mean, a lot of teams seem to have problems with kickers. Maybe a team picks him up for a couple more years, or I don't know. Hip surgery is a pretty big surgery.
You know who needs him? Tampa Bay needs him, because I feel like they always have problems with kickers, and the Chargers, because they didn't they lose like three
the Chargers,
or four games?
The
they
Chargers
lost like three or four
lost,
games.
Chargers
with no
like,
kicker.
Yeah, the Chargers would have been in the playoffs if it wasn't for their kickers, I feel like.
Yeah.
They have – I mean, I don't know. Maybe he goes back to the Bucs and reunites with his old teammate Tom Brady. They get another thing going. Speaking of Tampa Bay and making a good team, Ndamukong Suh signed with the Buccaneers. He re-signed with the Buccaneers for 1 year. He was with them last year, and he was previously on the Rams.
Yep.
Now, I don't like him. I know he was on the Rams, but he's not a good guy, I don't think.
He's a dirty player.
He's a dirty player. He steps like that. He like got a sack or something and stepped on Aaron Rodgers, and that must have pissed you off. Yeah, you cheesehead.
Yeah, that's just the way he plays. Like he's kind of like from this old school mentality of football where you're like even when there's the game's not going on, like you're always just a jerk to the other team. Like you don't make friends with your other teammate, like the enemy. So he's always just like a jerk, like 24/7.
Yeah, he's overly competitive, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A little bit.
So, what teams are you looking forward to watch next season?
I think the Bucks for sure, just because Tom Brady's going to be there. I want to see how he's going to work with Godwin and Mike Evans. And I kind of want to see how Todd Gurley does in the Falcons. Like, I want to see – I honestly want him to have, like, a bounce-back year and to just prove that he can still – like, he doesn't need to be how he was 2 years ago, but I definitely want to see him, you know, get a touchdown, like, every other game. Like, I want to see him be really fantasy relevant again.
Yeah, me too. I'm also excited to see the Bucks. I want to see the Saints play, how Emmanuel Sanders fits on that team. I also kind of want to see the Patriots. And whatever team Cam Newton goes to, I might want to see, because that would be a, you know, big change. Get a new quarterback that is that good. And also the Colts, because the Colts don't have Devin Funchess. I know they only had him for, like, a game. But they don't have Devin Funchess, and they don't have Eric Ebron. So, I don't know. Maybe they improve with Phillip Rivers, or maybe they stay the same. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I forgot to add, too. I really want to see how the Bills do. So, the Bills got Stephon Diggs. So
yeah,
I just want to
be also interesting.
I just want to see how they do with, and like, this is probably the first elite wide receiver they've had in years. So I want to see how, like, it's going to be fun to, if you can get Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs in your fantasy teams next year, like that's going to be such a fun pairing to have. So I'm excited for the Bills. They're finally going to be good. They're finally going to do better than the Patriots. I think like they're going to win more games than the Patriots.
Yeah. Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs, it would be a good fantasy, like, stack, I guess.
Yep. All right, Sonny, any other news from the sports world that we are missing? Oh, I wanted to talk about this. I think I sent you a thing on Instagram. Carl, what's his name? Anthony Towns?
Oh, yeah, his mom.
His mom got, like, super sick from the coronavirus.
And went to a medically induced coma.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't know. I haven't really heard of any other players getting it.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Smart got it. I think we covered. Kevin Durant got it.
Yep.
I think every player that got it. And we also brought up Sean Payton, right?
Yeah, we brought him up. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Let's see. Oh. Hold on. I got one more thing.
Okay.
So the owner of the Clippers, Steve Ballmer, purchased the MSG Inglewood Arena for $400 million in cash.
That's so ridiculous. Can you imagine having that much money in cash?
I mean, imagine going to the bank and you're like, you know, and you're like, I would like to make a deposit. And they're like, how much? And you're like, $400 million.
No, you mean withdrawal?
Yeah, withdrawal.
Yeah.
And it's like, for what? And you're like, I'm buying an arena. See ya.
Like, I don't even know. Like, he had to do that private. Like, he didn't just roll up to the bank. Like, there's no way you're walking out of a bank with 400. Like, he probably had to put in a request, and then, like, they had to, like, process it, and it probably took, like, a few weeks, and then they're like, okay, here you go. We're dropping off all this money. Like, here you go.
Yeah, Matt, he'd just be walking out with, like, every pocket on him would just be stacked with the cash.
He would need, like, trucks to carry all that money out. Like, much money.
Oh, yeah.
But, so he's buying the Forum. That's really interesting.
Yeah, he is. That's where the Lakers used to play, right?
Yeah, they used to play there. Well, it's a concert venue now, and I'm not sure.
Joe Coy just went there, right?
Yeah, Joe Coy performed there. I mean, they have tons of concerts there every week. Well, not anymore, but they used to. But it's weird. So a lot of people are speculating that he's going to try to open up, make the Clippers have their own stadium. So I guess
– smart.
Yeah, so I guess there was some, like, weird legal thing with he couldn't open another stadium in L.A. because the owner of the Forum wouldn't let him or something. Like, it was going to compete with his business. So he just bought out the Forum, and now he can do whatever he wants. So he's probably going to try to build the Clippers their own stadium, their own arena, somewhere in Southern California. That's why he did this.
Yeah, I think that's – I agree with that. Yeah.
So we'll see. But you're a Clippers fan, so what do you think about this? Do you think the Clippers should have their own – should they share a stadium or should they have their own stadium?
They should have their own stadium because, you know, when the season comes back, when you're going to the when you're going to the NBA Finals, you want your own stadium. I mean – and I think it'll be easier for the people that, you know, make the schedule for the season. Because they can't have the Lakers and the Clippers have a home game on the same day.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing each other. Or they can't even both have a home game on the same day. So maybe easier planning. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. But definitely a big move for Steve Ballmer to buy an arena like that. So we'll see.
Yeah. That much money. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's like one of the, I think he's like the wealthiest team owner in the NBA.
Is he? He probably is.
I mean, he used to work for Microsoft with, what's his name?
With Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. So he's like, all those guys are super, super, super rich.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So he's really rich. And then he owns an NBA team.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else sports-related you want to talk about?
I think that's it. I mean, there's no other sports really to commentate on. I think in UFC, that's the only other news. The owner, Dana White, he's trying to get an arena set aside for their fights for April. So it's probably going to be in another country because I don't think the U.S. is going to allow that. But he's still trying to get some fights out there. It'll probably be no audience, no spectators. And then just the fighters and like limited coaching staff.
Yeah, that so makes sense.
We'll see. Maybe some sports come in soon, but not in the U.S. for sure.
That's for sure.
I think that's it, Sonny. What's this all been?
Just a waste of my time.